It's a gospel on the radio talk show. A show about dreams and visions and a church that is indeed triumphant, alive, and well.
For the church, triumphant, is alive and well.
Hello, Tallahassee. This is the Gospel on the Radio talk show. I'm Pastor Jack King. I am your host. And, happy Sunday morning to you. This is the Sunday after Easter, and if you're like I am, I'm still kind of in that mindset, because during the Easter season, we began to think a lot about resurrection. We talk about eternal life and things that causes me to want to stop and pause and take a good hard look at the person that I am, because there's one thing that I don't want to miss, and that is heaven. I am just determined that I'm going to spend my existence after this life in eternal with Jesus. And so as we venture on, we have more life to live for a while. There's things to deal with, things to talk about, things to consider as we go along in our walk, in our faith. And I say that this is a show about dreams and visions and a church triumphant, alive and well. And that is true, because we want to be visionary people. We want to be people who dream, who see things as they should be. Now, I am also a realist. I'm not blind to what's going on around me. I'm aware. Now, in a lot of ways, I'm pretty good about ignoring things. Sometimes I just choose to. Because there's a lot of things that if I allowed myself to dwell on it, it'll really get me upset. And I don't like to go around being upset all the time. So a lot of times I just try to not allow things to affect me. But then sometimes there are just things that just happen that are just beyond the pale. I mean, it's just to the point to where you go, you got to be kidding me. And of course, I'm talking about something that happened on Easter Day, Easter Sunday. Can you believe this? Of all the days, the president comes out and makes his statement about this whole transgender thing. And I'm going, okay, even though I may not want to face it, I may not want to have to deal with it in my own heart, in my own mind, my own soul. I mean, that's kind of hard to just turn your face away. Because you see, I'm a Christian. I'm patterned myself after the Apostle Paul, where he said, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to sit here behind this radio microphone and broadcast it to the world. I believe in Father God. I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I believe in his son Jesus. And I believe that God sent him to the earth in the fullness of time to bring redemption to mankind and forgiveness of our sins. And he paid a terrible price on Golgotha's hill. There on Mount Calvary, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, suffered and died for my sins and the sins for all of humanity. So that's where my head's at. And all this other stuff. I can't think of another word. Just stuff that keeps coming after us. And I believe in so many ways it's an attack on the church. It's an attack on the Bible. It's an attack on just a way of life. See, here's the thing. I was pretty good, as I said, of just ignoring things. And then I read this book. And I've talked about it here on the radio. It's called The Return of the Gods by Jonathan Cahn. And I'm telling you what, that book just shook my world. Because what I come to realize is that this is all designed by the pits of hell. And that scripture that Brother Cahn talked about in the New Testament, where it talks about where Jesus talked about that if you leave a house abandoned, you sweep it out and sweep it clean and you leave it empty, when you come back, it won't be empty. And it will be inhabited by other spirits, and they will be perverse. And so what Mr. Cahn tells us, that these God, Astoreth, Baal, Moloch, these are all gods of antiquity. And they were defeated for a while during the early days of Christianity. And again, this is all in the book, and I'm giving credit to Mr. Cahn. He talks about how that with the rise of Christianity, and it brought people to a place to where they didn't have any use for all of these idols and all of these shrines and all of these things, and they just fell into disuse, and the Spirit of God prevailed. But now, it's a new day. And of course, we know that here in America, it just would seem like that when we made the choice to take God out of our schools, that we took God out of the influence of the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation. And now, these very angry, very controlling spirits have grown in their strength and their power and their influence, and it's affecting a culture, it's affecting a nation, it's affecting a world. And people are turning away from Christianity, from the teachings of the Bible, the teachings of Jesus Christ. And I believe that it's a very heavy price that we'll pay for all of that. And so I hate to be Mr. Gloomer and Doomer today. I try to keep this show upbeat most of the time, but I tell you what, that's strong. And I mean, it hadn't been that many years since we had a president that declared to the world that we were no longer a Christian nation. And that was a hard pill to swallow. But then again, we have to look at the facts. And when we see a decline in church attendance, we see an increase in divorce, even among Christians, it does cause you to pause and wonder. Well, this is the day and age in which we are in. Let me tell you a few rules that I have on this show. I have had them from the time that I started back in 1992. We don't talk sports. We don't talk politics. We don't talk doctrine. But we always speak well of one another. And sometimes people say, well, Pastor King, I don't know about these rules. Well, they're good rules, and I do my best to apply them and to live them out. But some things that somebody else might say is political, I say, no, it's not political. This is biblical. And this may say, well, it's bordering on sports. Well, sometimes I have sports figures on the show. It's kind of hard not to talk a little bit about sports, but it's amazing how little we do when you have somebody that has succeeded in their particular field of sport, and they come on this show and we talk about God. I think that's pretty good. So anyway, no sports, politics, doctrine. We always speak well of one another. This is show number 1169. You can find it on the podcast. Just type in Pastor Jack King, Tallahassee. You're looking for show number 1169. You can listen to this show again, or you can share it with a friend, whatever it is that you might be inclined to want to do. But right now, we're going to play a little gospel music. This is the Booth Brothers. I am the Lamb.
And I'll never be alone anymore.
That's right. I am the Lamb that the shepherd left the flock for. I'm a proponent of the one. You say, Pastor King, what are you talking about here? Well, it's a parable. It's a parable that Jesus spoke about. He talked about how that the shepherd left the 99 in the fold and he went out into the darkness. And see, I always like to ad-lib whenever I'm preaching this. He didn't just go out in the darkness. It was a storm and it was lightning and it was thunder, and he went out into all of that to rescue the one. And that's the message of the gospel. We're all about the one. And you see, it would just be a great thrill to my heart just to believe that somebody somewhere came to faith because they heard this old preacher on the radio. And I dream about things like that. I mean, that's you're talking about something that lights my fire. If I just believe that somebody is just one, and it's worth it all. It's worth all the money. It's worth all the time. It's worth all the sacrifice. If I could just know that there's one. Hallelujah. I love that song. I am the Lamb that the shepherd left his flock for. Jesus died on the cross. If it was just me, he would have done it. If it had been you, just you, you would have done it. Hallelujah. What a wonderful message. This is the Gospel on the Radio Talk Show. I'm Pastor Jack King. I am the host. Have been now since 1992. We've been doing this show, as I told you, 1,169 shows. Been on four different radio stations doing it. And to me, it's a privilege to spend this hour with you on a Sunday morning here on 94.1. We appreciate Wave 94 so much for making this possible. And I want to be a blessing to you. But also, I want to invite you to church. I am a pastor. And I am the pastor of Freedom Road Christian Ministry. We're located at 720 Capitol Circle Northeast in the Crescent Park Plaza. Now, that is between Easterwood Drive, and you know Easterwood Drive goes into Tom Brown Park there. That's where the armory is. So if you, let's say if you're there and you're heading toward Park Avenue, then you're looking on the right-hand side of the road, and on Sunday morning, we put a sign out there that says, Church That Loves People. That's us. 1105, come and join us. You can check us out on the web, frcm.us, and you're going to want to check this website out. It's in the process of being rebuilt, and I'm excited about it. Oh, that's going to be great, because we're going to tell you who we are at this new website. It's being built. So anyway, frcm.us, 1105 is the start time. And I want to tell you about the youth camp, because we're getting close to that time. Here it is in April, youth camps in July, July 15 through 19. We're down at the Pickett Lake Camp down near Mayo. It's the Christian Youth Ministries International Youth Camp, CYMI. We do two camps side by side, junior camp, senior camp. Junior camp runs from age 8 up to 12. And then the 12-year-olds can go junior or senior camp, and that goes on up to age 18. We preach the word. We have recreation. We do drama. We do quizzing. We do all kinds of things. But most of all, it gives you an opportunity to draw those young people away from the world for a week. And just watch what God can do. It's powerful. So here's what I'm asking you to do. First of all, send me young people. Hook me up. Hook me up to the arm. Give me this information, and then help them to get the registration fees. It's $150. You know that's cheap. And then got to get them there. And so I need your help to do this. This will be our 11th year, I think. 11th or maybe 12th year. I lose track. But we've been doing camp for a long time. Of course, I did camp way before this with the Open Bible Churches. And of course, I grew up in camp. I believe in it. I really do. I believe in it. Amen. If you'd like to contact me for some reason, area code 850-567-1703. Let me get back on my high horse here. I'll tell you what, I'm fired up about all this because of the... Well, let me just tell you what some of my hot buttons are. These are things that get me passionate. You ready? Are you sure you're ready for this? Just perversion of any kind. And you can put your own labels on that. But this is what I call perversion. Abortion. I'm opposed to it. And I believe this is falls under the heading of the god Moloch, the sacrificing of children. I'm a believer in the sanctity of marriage, man and woman. A man and a woman married forever. And my wife and Tammy and I, we're getting right at 46 years of marriage. And we plan to stay married as long as one of us is still kicking. And another hot button for me is watered down gospel. Watered down gospel. I believe in the Bible, and I believe in what the Bible teaches us. And then just one more, the abuse of children. And you see, my goodness, I'm not a general conspiracy theorist type of person. But when something is just staring you in the face, how can you just ignore it? And you see, I believe that there's a pattern of what's happening in our country today. I believe it is by design. I believe there are powers behind the throne that are pulling the strings, and there are things that are happening, and it's all by design. And its intent is to destroy this nation. And it's happened in other countries. Wake up. See what's happening or happened and what's happening. It's happening all around us. But the thing that is the most destructive is the eroding of the belief in God. And that attack on the church, the attack on the Bible, and the attack on the family, they're all by design. And I do believe that this is the intent of taking God out of our country. And, of course, when that happens, something else is going to come in. And, see, here's the thing. We have a book in the Bible. It's called the Book of Hebrews. And the Book of Hebrews was written later. And basically, it was written for the next generation of Christians. Because by that time, many of the pioneers of the movement, the pioneers of faith, pioneers of the church that Jesus Christ commissioned and built and launched. It's always the same when the generations change, because you'll have a generation that's fired up. I mean, they're passionate. They've been the product of a move of God, but now the next generation comes around, and the fire has ceased to be as intense. But the book of Hebrews was written to explain who Jesus was as the great high priest, the priest after the order of Melchizedek. It talks about how that we can boldly come into the throne of grace. And it gives explanation to things that the people needed to sustain their belief and sustain their passion. Well, see, we have in this country, there was a time, this is after the World War II, great revivals taking place all across the land. Yes, there was unrest, there was problems in our country, but there was a revival fire. And even though I came along a little later, but yet I was a product of all of this. But now we're generations away from that. Where's the fire? And where's the stance for the gospel, the stance for the Bible? So you get a generation that's confused. And when people are confused, they are very easily swayed. And they're very easily brought into things that are destructive. But see, me, I believe. Revival! Karen Peck and New River Revival. You see, I understand that. You see, because I've been to that type of thing. I'm a product of that sort of thing. But we have a generation that's, they're just not there. They're just not there. We have to reach them. We have to reach them, because if we don't, then we're going to see a generation. You talk about destruction, and there's destruction happening all around us. And the less influence that the church has in people's lives, the more the destruction will be there. And trying to uphold things that are just common courtesy, when you take God out of the picture, that becomes difficult. And so, see, here, as I look at things, I go, how can people do the things to each other that people do? Like I say, I try my best sometimes just to keep my head in the sand and don't see it. But it's around us. And the thing that's the guard against us is the Spirit of God. Churches that are preaching the gospel and proclaiming truth. But see, the thing is that just keeping it within the four walls, that's not going to get it, because most people are not within the four walls. I mean, our church attendance is way down. All across the land, it's way down. So people aren't there to hear the gospel when it's being preached from the pulpit, so it's got to come outside of the church. Yeah, people who are, I mean, we see people sometimes nowadays, I've seen more of them lately than I have anywhere else. People are taking their tents and setting them up outside the church. Some passerbyers may decide to come sit down, and maybe just hearing it as they're passing by. Nevertheless, the gospel is being preached. And people on the radio. Now, if you'd asked me years and years ago would I be a radio preacher? In my younger days, that never occurred to me. Now, I did have the evangelistic heart. My wife still tells me that I should have been an evangelist, and maybe I should have, but that's not the path that I've taken. I've been a pastor. But God called me to the radio back in the 70s, and some of you have heard my story, and I stepped out of radio in the early 80s, and I did not do any radio for 20 years. 20 years went by without me being on the radio. And God went to great extreme to bring me back to the radio ministry. And here I am. And I look at it this way. Somebody has got to tell it like it is. And I remember, there have been times when somebody said, well, our church, man, we're just really on fire and we're really growing and doing things. And I said, well, what's happening? And they said, well, our preacher tells it like it is. And I said, stop right there. Tell me what he's saying because I need to know. What is it when you say I tells it like it is? Because what I have found a lot of times is that people don't want to hear like it is. In other words, if you are your couple and you're living together and you're not married and you have a marital type of relationships, but you're not married, and you go to a church and the preacher starts preaching about fornication and adultery, you're out the door. You see, that's what happens when you tell it like it is. Well, I don't have a problem coming on the radio and just telling you like it is. And I'll tell you what the scripture tells us. And it talks to us and tells us about life together as a man and a woman. And that life together, that commitment to one another. And it tells us about the family life and the father being the priest of the family and being responsible for the spiritual welfare of the family. I don't have no problem telling you this because this is Bible. This is truth. And this is the way we should spend time in the Word of God so that we'll know what the Word of God says so we can apply it to our lives. And so if you're a person and, man, you haven't picked up a Bible, maybe you might pick it up and carry it to church, but you don't open it and you don't read it. Well, I'm just going to tell you that's a problem because you're not going to be able to build yourself up in your most holy faith if you're not studying the Scripture and are not allowing the Scripture to be applied to your life. You see, this is all a part of the culture of Christianity. The culture of Christianity has to be centered around the Bible and God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One of the things that I always said when we were raising our children, Tammy and I said, I'm not as concerned about their career choice because I just felt like that God was going to take care of that. I would say, here is my main goal in raising our children. I want them to learn to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And I told my wife, I said, if we can accomplish that, that they would love God and serve God, then Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all of these other things shall be added unto you. And I believe that scripture. And, the truth is that God has honored that. Our children are grown-ups now. They're adult people. They're out in the world. They have good jobs. They own their own businesses. They're doing well. And I'm believing that they're raising their children with the same admonition. Learn to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the old pass. Battle stand. The question that the old paths are asking, are you ready for one more battle stand? Now, when you think about that, there's a connotation there because they're implying, well, there's only one more. Well, that's an assumption. But I do believe that Scripture tells us that there will come a day when this age will end. And There will come a day when God's going to call his church out of here. And that's all in the scripture. The Bible talks about how that there could be two people walking up the hill. One will be taken, the other will be left. We call this the rapture of the church. And some people don't teach it anymore. They don't preach it. Well, in gospel music, we talk about it a lot. And we not only talk about heaven, we talk about how we're going to heaven. And some of us are going to go early, and some of us are going to go through the traditional way of just dying. But keep in mind, the scripture tells us the trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with him in the clouds. And the scripture says, comfort one another with these words. So the thing is, are you ready? Are you ready to stand firm until that time when God calls us out of here? And of course, that ushers in a whole different era when all that happens, but that's another sermon. I'm not trying to preach sermons today, but that's another topic for another day. But reality tells us that things are changing. The winds of change are changing. You sense it. There's something happening in this world that is quite obvious and quite evident. There's a change taking place. And I believe that the Bible tells us about this, because he says in the last days the Spirit will begin to wax cold. But then there'll be that time of awakening and renewal. And I'm looking forward to that time when, once again, revival fires will burn across the land. People who have not been exposed to faith will be, because the Spirit of God will be so strong and will be so intense across the land, where people will be caught up in just a move of God across the land. Well, let me just back down here just for a few minutes and just remind you of a couple things. First of all, I haven't told you about the Saturday Night Gospel Sing. That's a show I do on Saturday nights. It's a full hour of Southern gospel music, and with me talking a little bit between the songs, and then a little message, but mostly Southern gospel music. And I think that you'll enjoy it. I was talking to a lady the other day that I just met, and I talked to her about her faith, and she was telling me about her church. And I said, do you like gospel music? She said, oh, I love gospel music. I said, well, let me give you a little tip. Tune in Saturday nights at 7 o'clock here on 94.1 on your radio dial. It's a Saturday Night Gospel Sing with me, Pastor Jack King, a full hour of just great Southern gospel music with all the great instruments, the fiddles and the mandolins and the guitar and the steel guitar and all the twang you want to hear. We'll have it all for you on the Saturday Night Gospel Sing, so you don't want to miss that. And just want to encourage us as a church. And I'm talking about, when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. That in these last days, we need to be busy about the kingdom and about kingdom work. There are so many things that were not a part of our lives just a few years ago that are very, very distracting. And it's so easy to make excuses for why we're not engaged. One of the things that's a very, very prevalent are these traveling ball teams, because they're gone on the weekends. So if you've got a child and they're enrolled in a traveling ball team, and they're gone every Sunday to go play baseball or softball or whatever it is they're playing, then they're not in church, and they're not hearing the Word of God. And then we have a lot of churches that they're focusing on the worship service, which is great. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. And then, you know, the praise music and that type of thing. But who's teaching the children? Because it's very important that the children have a foundation in the Bible. And see, I'm a product of that. I grew up in a little church, a little small church in rural Kentucky. But we had Sunday school, and we had some dedicated teachers. And we didn't have a, quote, fellowship hall. We had a basement. And down there in that little basement, people teaching us the Bible, teaching us the Bible stories, and teaching us the Bible principles, teaching us about Jesus, teaching us about God, teaching us about the apostles, all these things that became a part of who I am. And those things are important. So if you're not doing it on a Sunday, then it needs to be done sometime during the week. And a lot of these things can be done at home. Moms and dads, you could be teaching your children the Bible. You don't have to depend on the church to do it completely. You know enough to be able to teach them. Of course, also this might cause us parents to get involved in studying and honing up on our own knowledge so that we can teach our children and that we can have that type of positive influence in our children's lives. So all of these things are just important because we're just like the song that the old past just got this singing. This is a battle stand. It's time for us to dig in our heels and understand that this is a time when the church is under attack. The gospel is under attack. The Bible is under attack. Families are under attack. And we have to stand against it. And this causes us to have to be committed, to be faithful, and to be totally immersed in what we believe and what we consider to be things that are beneficial as we go into the future. Because, as for me, I believe. I believe they wrapped that up real good, don't you? We believe. Quite a list there. That's powerful. That's a Gaither vocal band. We believe. And that's where I stand. I believe. Have you ever prayed for somebody and they call you up and say, hey, just want to let you know that God answered the prayer. And when that happens, what happens? I mean, what happens to you when somebody says that? I don't know whether you've ever experienced that or not, but I have. People call me all the time. I get emails from all over the world. People want me to pray for them, and I do. Don't always hear from people who send me the emails, but locally, somebody call me and say, well, can you pray for me? And then they'll call me later and say, God answered that prayer. So what happens is you go, really? But see, that shouldn't be. We should be so confident in our prayers that when we pray, that we see things happen. And what it is that is building that muscle that calls us to, yes, believe that if we approach the Father with a contrite heart and the right spirit, that God wants to do miraculous things on our behalf, but we have to believe. And so that's a matter of building our faith through experience, because the more you see success, and I'm talking about success when praying through and seeing God touch something, the more confident you will be in your prayer life and as you pray for people. And I don't just wait for somebody to call me to pray. If I hear of a situation, I begin to pray about it. And sometimes I may be talking to somebody on the phone, and they may share something that's going on in their life, and I'll stop and say, let's pray. And then, I prayed for total strangers right on the street. Sometimes you just meet people, and they just begin to tell you things. And pray. Pray. Believe that God will honor your prayer. And the thing is as you pray for somebody and they see something happen, that's going to start that process of change in their life to where they're going to begin to believe in the power of God and God's ministry, God's miraculous. So we should not be shocked when we see and hear about answered prayer. We should just be people of prayer. That's who we are. We are the body of Christ. We are the kingdom of God. We are joint heirs and joint heirs with Him. We have power. And there have been times in my life when, yes, I've struggled with my own prayer life. But the only way to correct that is by doing it, pressing through. I remember not too long ago, I preached a series of sermons on just pressing through, because there will be spiritual opposition. That's just guaranteed. You've got to expect that. And if the devil can wipe you out with one blow in the very, very beginning, in other words, you've just now started to pray, and then, bam, everything just falls apart, and the wheels come off, and you go, well, that did work. No, you've got to be persistent, and you've got to prevail, and you've got to pray through all of that. And just keep on believing. Keep on pressing. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, Scripture tells us this, availeth much. Let me just kind of wrap up a few things here before we go here this morning. First of all, I do want to invite you to church this morning. I'm the pastor of Freedom Road Christian Ministry, 720 Capitol Circle Northeast. We are in the Crescent Park Plaza. We are just right down the road from Park Avenue. So if you're heading toward Park Avenue on Capitol Circle Northeast, then look for us on the right-hand side of the road. You'll see our sign out there on Sunday morning. Church that loves people, it says. And we start at 1105 FRCM.us. That's the web address. And I want you to come worship with us. I'd love to meet you. It'd be a blessing for you to bring your family. And let's have church together. Let's do ministry together. Let's just, if you have a burden and you want people to pray with you, we pray at Freedom Road. And we'll pray for you. We'll anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith that Scripture tells us to do. You come and worship with us today. Don't forget to tune in Saturday night, 7 o'clock, for the Saturday Night Gospel Singing and the daily broadcast, Monday through Friday, all here on 94.1, 11 o'clock, for the daily Bible teaching of God's Word. Love sharing the gospel with you through the radio. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And don't forget, if you haven't thought about going to church this morning, get up, get ready, go. You still got time. You still got plenty of time to get to church. We don't start until 11:05. We want to meet you. And so that's my words of encouragement. Father God, we are so thankful today for your blessings. And Father God, we are mindful of things. We are aware that there are things that are happening that causes us to become concerned about things. But there's nothing bigger than you. Father, give us the determination to pray and to press through and to believe you for the miraculous. Father God, I'm praying for that person who's been listening to this broadcast this morning and they're outside of faith. Father, I pray that you would come to them, that Father God, that you would draw them in. And the Lord God, that you would teach them of your great love and your forgiveness. Father, we pray for peace in this world. We pray for peace in America. Father, we pray for peace in the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. Father God, we're so thankful. And to you be glory and praise. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless you.